Welcome to the Almost Daily Podcast. This is episode 996, Choosing to Believe in Yourself Instead of Faking It Until You Make It. We keep coming back to this because it is such an important topic to talk about. It's such an important concept for you to embrace. And I hope by today, if you feel like you've got to do the thing before you can actually get there and be the, you know, a person that does whatever that type of thing is, I want you to really think about this. Being there, being that type of person is a matter of choice. Now, you can say that I'm going to do all of these things before I decide that I'm a person that does this thing, or you can decide that you're the type of person that does this thing and then go out and do it. And you're not faking it until you make it. You're just starting at what your next step is. And it very well could be your first step. If you're dealing with imposter syndrome, if you're feeling like you're just not going to be there, and let's be honest, you want to be somebody other than who you are. You want a life different than the life that you have. You have to decide that the life you want is the life you're living. You've started to live that life. The next step is just taking that step and working through the process. Life is all about processes. Everything is. But you don't believe that you're that type of person when you get to the end of the process or at that check mark, that benchmark for your whatever it is that you're working through. You believe that you're that type of person now. This is going to remove so much anxiousness for you. Now, again, you've got these old thought patterns that have been in your head for maybe most of your life. They're not going to 100% go away, but if you can switch it to where this is your primary focus, you know that I say 85% of the time, so I give this 15% wiggle room, right? Give yourself the wiggle room to know that the old thoughts are going to come back. And when they do, you have the opportunity to redirect them. Maybe you don't redirect them right away. Maybe you sit with them for a couple of minutes, days, weeks, whatever. And the next time you do it, maybe it's a little bit shorter. Maybe it's a little bit longer. But either way, you are making the decision to choose that you believe in yourself. And then when those thoughts do come in, I can guarantee you over the course of time, redirecting back to where you see yourself as the type of person that does the thing you want to do, but ultimately, even more important than that, making up all those things that you want to do, lives the life that you want to live. When you make that decision, those old insecurities, they're not as loud. You're going to hear them, and they may come into your head in the middle of the night, and they might wake you up, and you might get lost in your insecurities, but you know what? You will have a much easier time redirecting your thoughts and pulling yourself back because you are going to start seeing yourself as someone that does the thing you want to do or ultimately, again, lives the life that you want to live. Let me know your thoughts on this. Easiest way to reach me is by email. You can always email me at daryl@darylperry.com. That's daryl@darylperry.com. Thank you as always for listening, and I will talk to you again real soon.